chair sparing. He is here, and Judy's going to bring him in, so we can go ahead and get started when you're ready.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to call the Personnel Committee to order, and if you could take the roll call, please.
On the roll for the Personnel Committee meeting of February 20th, 2019, Director Barrett.
Here.
Director Chavez. Director Joya. Director Groom. Director Haggerty.
Here.
Director Hudson.
Here.
Director Ju. Director Rice.
Here.
Director Sinks. Here. Committee Vice Chair Wagon Connect.
Here.
Committee Chair Sparing.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. And I'd like to ask everyone to please join me in the pledge of our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Brian, do we need to do anything with this public meeting procedure? Are you going to go through that real quick?
Yeah, the only thing that we need to do is call for any public comments, and I'm not sure we have anybody in the audience. But
okay. Is there anyone in the audience for public comments? Seeing no, none coming forward. Next is the approval of our minutes from July 12th. Is entertain a motion to approve? A motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Hearing none. Is there any dissent? That motion passes unanimously. Item number four is this is conduct the interviews and consider recommending Board of Directors approval of candidates for appointment to the Air District Hearing Board. And do we do this in a closed session or is this open meeting?
It's an open meeting because okay. These are not appointments to employment positions. But I have a brief presentation I'm happy to walk through for you, although I'm not Jack Broadbent. Brian Bunger, but let me know. It's a quick presentation just to give you a little bit of background on the hearing board, the positions we're appointing, and the recruitment process. Would you like me to walk through?
Yes, please, real quick.
Okay. So I'll, as I just said.
Before you get started, Peter, if you could, can you sit over here on the end, and so you're not there at that podium, be a little more comfortable, you're right on the end next to the attorney. Thank you, Peter.
Good to know sitting next to the attorney makes people comfortable. It always makes me feel comfortable. But, okay. As I said, I was going to quickly walk through the hearing board background, current membership, how we did the recruitment here, and then turn it over to the committee to do the interviews and have the discussion. So quickly. The hearing board is our quasi-judicial panel. It's mandated by statute, and it rules on cases affecting facilities that we regulate. Typically, it's individual facilities, but there is actually a possibility for a variance that applies to multiple facilities. But in any event, here's request for variance relief, which is essentially relief from the Air District's enforcement efforts. It can hear permit revocations and abatement orders, which are types of injunctive relief that the Air District can request. Appeals by permit applicants who are dissatisfied with the Air District's permitting decisions, or by third parties who have participated in the permitting process and are dissatisfied with the Air District's decision. There are five members on the hearing board. The mandated membership includes professional engineer, an attorney, medical profession, professional member, and two public members. The hearing board serves a term of 3 years for each appointment, and they're eligible for reappointment under our administrative code until they have served 15 consecutive years on the hearing board. The current membership, and I apologize, it's a little bit of an eye test on the screen, but it may be better in your package. Is listed here with the category, the county in which the member lives, and the term expiration date. And at the bottom are the two open positions that today's meeting is regarding. And as you can see, there are two folks in those positions, but we did a recruitment for them as well. So two vacancies, one principal, one alternate in the medical profession category. The recruitment was posted on January 28th, 2019. Applications were due on February 8th. We promoted that in 9 Bay Area newspapers, on websites, mailing lists, et cetera. We use a broad range of different methods to reach out to people to make sure we're hitting our target audience. And then we had 4 applicants that applied. 2 of them were deemed qualified under the requirements of the Health and Safety Code to move forward in the process. And time for the interview. I think in your packages you have a set of interview questions that historically we have used. And you're free to use those or others as you see fit.
Okay, I believe Board Member Haggerty, do you have a comment?
I do. I have more question, Mr. Chair. The recruitment position was posted on January 28th, and the applicants were due on the 8th.
Yes.
It seems like a pretty quick turnaround, especially when you're trying to find new blood. So how did that – who made that decision, and who thought that was a good idea? I mean, because we don't really have that many people applying.
Right. I think the personnel committee was set up today for the closed session, and we took advantage of this personnel committee meeting in order to fill this slot. Originally, we assumed that both the incumbent of both positions would be applying for this position, as well as we wanted to bring you some additional candidates to consider. In the end, we had one of the incumbents apply, and 3 other outside candidates apply. 2 of them were not qualified. The other one was qualified and was invited here today to be considered for both positions. Unfortunately, she emailed us this morning and is unable to make it.
She's not going to attend because she doesn't want it, the position, or what?
She had a conflict in her schedule this morning, is what she indicated in the
email.
When
did we advise her that today was the date in which we would be doing the interviews?
When did we advise her? Last week.
Last week. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a little concerned about this compressed schedule, to be very honest with you. Nothing against the applicant that is here. And I've read his accomplishments, and they're excellent. Even has a little regional experience. So I wish that staff didn't view this meeting as the meeting in which we had to do it, and maybe had spent a month trying to beat the bushes to find somebody so we would have a little bit more breadth of experience in front of us to, I mean, we're in a situation today where we either like you or we don't. And I think that trying to expect somebody to find out about the Air District having a position open, filling out or going and trying to figure out how to fill the application out, and then filling the application out and getting it in and expecting all that to be done basically in 10 or 11 days, mm-hmm. I think that's a disservice to the people that we may want to serve on the hearing board. So I understand what you're saying about wanting to do it and be at this meeting, but this meeting could have been moved. We could have had another meeting. There's a lot of things we could have done, and I would just, in the future, advise staff not to do such a compressed time schedule, and one in which, you know, is a little bit more relaxed, and one in which we could spend time advertising it a little bit more and getting more people to apply.
Carol.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did Mr. Meggs, the alternate, choose not to reapply?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Jim?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I think what we're hearing is, excuse me, a request to take a look at what the time frames are when we open up for a slot. And it may be something that, since we have the chair here, take a look at an agenda item for the executive board. Is 11 days enough? Is there a minimum standard that we should hit? So I just suggest that we throw it out there and in time discuss whether or not we want to take a look at setting a minimum standard for a time frame when it's open. I know that we have 2 weeks in the city. I don't know what you are in the county. And I feel it was pretty tight also when you get around that Christmas season.
Yeah, well, that's something that can come up at another meeting. You know, it's not kind of appropriate that we discuss that in length. That, you know, I don't know that I disagree with the time frame, but you know, we have an excellent candidate before us, and I'd like to move forward with that interview if you don't mind. And Peter, thank you very much for coming. You're getting a little glimpse of how the sausage is made. And so I want to welcome you here this morning, and thank you for being here. We have a series of questions I've asked the board members to ask their questions. If they want to modify it a little bit, you know, with your experience, and you've already been on the board, you know, some of the questions are a little redundant. But be patient with us. And with that, I'm going to ask board member Haggerty to kick us off this morning. Scott?
Thank you. And first of all, Peter, to you, my comments have nothing to do with you. As I said, you look very, very qualified. It just would have been nice to have a few people to choose from. But
I understand.
And we appreciate your service in the past, so I want to be clear with that. You applied for the medical profession category, and could you do me a favor and the rest of the panel a favor and summarize your education, your work experience, and how you would use your expertise to assist you on the hearing board in reviewing and deciding cases?
Thank you. Good morning. I received my Doctor of Public Health degree from UC Berkeley in environmental health, and I specialize in air quality management and environmental management. Subsequently, I worked for the Association of Bay Area Governments, ABAC, as a principal environmental engineer, and we developed the first comprehensive environmental management plan, including the AQMP Air Quality Maintenance Plan for the San Francisco Bay Area. And subsequently, I was appointed by President Clinton to serve on the Commission on Risk Assessment and Risk Management. The commission was mandated by the Clean Air Act Amendments 1990, and we advised the President and the U.S. Congress on various regulatory programs, including the Air Quality Program on the, of the Environmental Protection Agency. And then somewhere along the line, I returned to school and received my MD degree from Stanford University, and eventually I became board certified in family medicine and occupational medicine. So after my board certification, I accumulated my experience and learned a lot more about air pollutants and the health effects of the air pollutants, both indoor and outdoor. And in my other previous experience, I served on the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, and in the past 6 years, I've been on the hearing board. So I've been using my education, my training, and my experience, and I usually do the standard thing, try to find out the facts of the case, and then apply the rule of the district to the case, and then to make my decisions.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the answer.
Thank you. Carol?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is to discuss your knowledge and experience regarding air quality matters, which you did a little bit of that in your first answer, but can you expand a little bit?
Sure, of course. Through my experience with ABAC, I have involvement with the Air Quality Maintenance Plan, and as I was saying before, because my training in occupational health and environmental health, I learned quite a bit about the air quality management measures and also the health effects of different air pollutants, both indoor and outdoor pollutants. So with those experiences, that would serve me well on the hearing board.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Teresa?
Yes. Well, I guess this is also going to be a little redundant. But in addition to the air quality, ABAG and the R board and the water quality board, have you served on other boards?
Yes, I have. Currently, I'm serving on the California Board of Behavioral Sciences, which is the licensing and regulatory agency for the mental health professionals, like a licensed clinical social work and marriage and family therapist. So I'm quite familiar with legal proceedings and the administrative hearings and the like.
Okay. Well, Peter, I won't ask the same question again. Is there still nothing in your personal or professional background that would conflict with serving on the hearing board, particularly do you have client relationships with a facility permitted by the district, or do you have a relationship with an air quality advocacy organization that could potentially bring a case to the hearing board?
The answer is no. Currently, I'm adjunct clinical professor of medicine at Stanford University, and I do not do any consulting work and have no relationship with any permitted agencies or entities.
Thank you.
Rod, did you?
Yes, thank you. my question is, given that you're a graduate of both Cal and Berkeley, Cal and Stanford, to whom do you owe your allegiance during the annual big game, and did you witness the play?
Yeah. Let me put it this way.
In 1982.
I've been very, very disappointed in the last 9 years, but who's counting?
Well, good. I've been delighted with the last 9 years, and I am counting. So here's my real question. What interests you most about the opportunity to continue to serve on the Air District's hearing board?
Thank you for the question. It might sound like cliche, but I really like public service, and I really feel like with all my training and experience, I really think I would be a good person to serve on this board and to make the right decision or the best decision I can make in terms of public interest. And this has been the goal of my life in the past 30 years.
Well, that's a much better answer than my first question. Thank you.
Brad?
you will know this question better than I will, because the hearing board can meet up to three times a month, and there can be, you know, they usually run about 3 hours, and there can be a couple hours of preparation. Hopefully all that's semi-accurate. I don't think you meet three times a month, because that's not what it shows, but... So are you able to do that?
No question. The hearing board would be my highest priority. If there's any conflict, I would come to the board meeting and instead of going to fulfill my other commitments, unless it's really, really impossible for me to do so.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions other board members would like to ask, or?
I've got one, Jim. It's not completely out of, but as you may have noticed, and most of us do here that have to come a long ways, do you have any problems making these meetings? Would it make a difference if they were earlier, later, different place, nothing, this is fine?
No, this is fine, yeah. Okay. It's never been a problem. I think I have a perfect attendance record in the past 3 years.
That's why I'm asking. Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Any other? Peter, I want to thank you. I don't know if there's anything else that you'd like to share with us, but I just want to thank you for your succinct, direct answers, and it really very informative. And I just want to thank you for that. It's very much appreciated. Is there anything that you would like to share with us at the end of this interview?
No, I just want to thank you for the opportunity for me to participate.
Well, very good. It's always nice to have candidates that are overqualified.
Thank you. You're very kind.
Well, with that, that concludes our interview. And so, Peter, thank you very much.
Thank again. You.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, I don't think we need a closed session. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair.
We have a motion to appoint Peter Chair. The what? Mr. Haggerty. Yeah, Mr. Haggerty, of course, the guy that didn't like the compressed time frame. And it was seconded by
me.
David. That's a motion and a second. Is there further discussion on the motion?
No.
Is there anybody to dissent?
I'm simply seeking some clarity. What about the alternate spot?
I was going to ask that question as soon as we took this vote. Thanks, Rod. That was going to be my next one. I just wanted to get this one behind us. Okay, if there's no dissent, that motion passes unanimously. And I think Peter was an excellent candidate. So thank you, Rex. Now the question is, how do we deal with the alternate, or what do we do there?
Well, for the alternate position, we will reopen the vacancy today, and we'll have a very extensive, much longer period in which folks can apply and reach out and really try to bring in some various candidates for you all to meet with and interview at a future personnel committee meeting.
Okay, so you'll have the time frame open longer than a couple hours. So
that's right. And okay. The terms of the current members expire on April the 20th, so it gives us a little bit of time.
Okay.
The alternate member, as you can see, doesn't regularly attend meetings. The principal has a really good track record, and so the principal is really the most important thing that we did today. So, but we will bring you back a group of candidates by April 20th.
Let's discuss that one. Yeah.
Chair Sperry, just a suggestion, Rex, also. As soon as you nail down a date for when we would be convening to conduct those interviews for the alternate seat, let those candidates know so that they can calendar way in advance.
Sure.
Okay, you got direction on the time frame, and so if you can execute that. If there any other business, do we need to go into closed session?
Wait, you got another one down here too.
Chair. Oh, I'm sorry. Right.
Chair, I was just curious. Do you need this form completed?
No.
Okay.
No, we do not.
Thank you.
Not on this one.
Yeah. We have a closed session, Jack.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do.
So are we going to convene into the back room? So with that, we
can
will
we just leave these here on the dais? Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, we can. We are going to reconvene from closed session. And Brian, do you have a report out?
Yes, the board met in closed session on item 5 on the agenda, conference with labor negotiators, and provided directions to the Air District's negotiators.
Okay, thank you. Is there any public comments on non-agendized matter? You have any speaker cards? Nothing? Okay. Committee member comments or other business? Hearing none, and the time and place of our next meeting will be at the call of the chair, as staff needs to for that meeting. So if there's no further business, meeting's adjourned. Thank you.